coach of the Toronto Raptors, Nick Nurse. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you doing? I mean, tomorrow night you'll coach your first game in the NBA as a head coach, and I don't know if you're nervous or anything. I'm wondering your sleep patterns tonight. You figure they'll be like they were last night?
I hope they're pretty good. I went to the gym really early this morning, so I was tired. So I'll be okay. I'm looking forward to it.
There's so much that's fascinating about your team. And I know, like, we in the media, we're like, well, the NBA, a lot of things that are expected to happen. It doesn't work that way, generally speaking. And especially in this year's Eastern Conference, it doesn't feel that way, does it? You have such a different group than 12 months ago at this time, right?
Yeah, we do. We think it's a better group and a more diverse group. And I think we're going to kind of feel our way through things and try a bunch of combinations and try a few more schemes on offense and defense, but mainly just trying to figure out who plays well together. And we're going to play big, small, really small, a little bit of everything. I think you'll see a lot of different combinations out there this year.
Now, not always, but when a new coach comes into a situation, he's hoping to improve from last year. Generally, a team didn't make the playoffs, maybe a few more wins, or a team on the cusp of the playoffs. Maybe they'll make it this year. This is a 60-win team that you have that's expected to go far. I don't know about the pressure that you feel, but do you feel like that is a big chore?
Doesn't feel like a chore. I kind of embrace it, and I think you're right. I mean, for us, where we are is playoff success, really, right? I think, you know, 59 or 54 or 52 or 49 wins isn't going to mean a whole lot. What's going to mean a whole lot to me is in our organization, and I think our fans, is how we perform in the playoffs and how deep a run we can make, and that's what we're setting our sights on.
When in the summer, Nick, did you have a sense that this organization could make that trade for Kawhi Leonard? We all thought Lakers, maybe we thought another team, maybe we didn't know if it could get to patched up and repaired in San Antonio. When did this sort of just get in your brain just a tiny bit that there was a possibility you'd be coaching him tomorrow night?
It was pretty quick for me. We were in Vegas just finishing up summer league, and Masai and Bobby called me early in the morning to meet real quick and to just tell me that this was possible, like, you know, which they do a lot. You know, it's not uncommon that trade, you know, there's a trade talk out there, and summer league ended, and I went back to my home in Iowa, and I think it was about 2 or 3 days later where they called and said they did it. So for me, it was pretty quick. And it was late, you know, right when the trade happened.
So dispel, how would I say it, Nick, a myth for Raptors fans about what Kawhi Leonard is like. I've done this a long time. I often see, oh, that guy, he talks a lot. He's gregarious. He's outgoing. And he could be really introverted behind closed doors. There's guys that don't like to talk who are just amazingly entertaining and great leaders in locker rooms and clubhouses. What should Raptors fans know about Kawhi Leonard that you've discovered in the last several weeks?
Yeah, I kind of think he's a humble guy, right? He's humble, yet he's really hungry at the same time. The things that I've noticed are he's not nearly as quiet as people portray. And he's got some really good characteristics that have shown up, like he's a tremendous leader. And you wouldn't maybe associate that with a super quiet guy either. He leads by example, but he also pulls some guys in and takes them with him to workouts and teaches them some things here and there. And he's been really fun to coach. He's super coachable.
With Nick Nurse getting ready to coach his first NBA game with the Raptors tomorrow night. That guy is another guy. That guy left the conference. So I wonder... When you heard LeBron James is no longer going to be with Cleveland, did you think, boy, I'm glad that guy's gone? Or did you wrongly think, boy, I wish he was still there so we can beat him?
There's only a small part of you that wishes he was here that you wanted to knock him out. I had that mode going last year pretty strongly that we wanted to be the ones that took him out, but unfortunately it didn't go that way. But I think you're right. You're in the former category. You know, have fun out in L.A. and we'll see you. We'll see you way down the road if we see you at all.
Nick Nurse, kind enough to join us. A couple more minutes with him, head coach of the Toronto Toronto Raptors. They play against the Cavs tomorrow night. You have Boston here Friday, that game on Sportsnet 1. Do the media make too much about showcase games? We would do this last year where you'd play a big Western team, like stopping the Rockets in their streak, or Boston coming in, or Cleveland coming in. Are those template games for you as a coach, measuring stick games for you, or do you go, boy, it just gets blown up. It's still a basketball game. We got to take all 82 with the same seriousness.
Well, in the regular season, you know, they all only count for one win or one loss, right? So there is a part of that. But, you know, for a team or a coaching staff, you know, these are tests, you know, and you want to see where you're at. And there's certainly tremendous learning experiences, right? You're going to, you know, that's kind of where we are right now, is we need to play these real games, and we need to play some good teams and find out exactly where we are so we can begin on the process of you know, getting down the path of getting to where we reach our potential. And you can't do that unless you play some really good teams. So it's a great test for us early in the season to see where we are.
Jakob Poeltl has gone from the bench, Ma, but it's amazing. I mean, when you look at most teams and the guys that come off their bench, it's not young players like DeLon and Freddie and Pascal. But that's what your team has. So you have guys coming off the bench that should be getting better. What do you think for ceiling for a number of your young players this year? And OG.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the biggest surprise of the year. I have spent a lot of time with these guys this summer, and I may be a little biased, but I see some great improvement from when we saw them last spring. And I think that's going to be the most pleasant thing people see. These guys have taken some of them have taken a half step, some of them have taken a leap forward in their game, some of them are healthier than they've ever been, and that's a heck of a group of guys, and we're gonna throw them out there and let them do their thing like they did a year ago, but hopefully it's a better version yet because they're a year older.
Nick Nurse, kind enough to join us, 8:40, big game tomorrow night. So give our listeners a couple quick hitters to let us get to know you a little bit better. Tell us your favorite road city. They haven't expanded to Iowa City yet, but that's coming. I feel that's coming. It's Seattle first, then Iowa City. Tell us your favorite road city to check into and spend 24 to 36 hours in. Where do you enjoy being?
I actually like, I don't know if I have a favorite. I like New York City, yeah. Washington, D.C., Miami. How about that for starters?
Washington's better in April and October than January, though. I would say that. I thought maybe a Phoenix,
Most of them are. You know what? Phoenix has been such a weird one. We've played Phoenix like on a back-to-back, it seems like 4 years in a row. So we like blow in at 3 a.m. and play the game and are out of there. And it's like, where were we? You know, you didn't even hardly get a chance to know you were there, you know?
Then how does Leo Rowdens get so much sun on these road trips? And it's tougher for the coaches and the players to get sort of, you know, tanned like he is. We can't figure that out either.
They go to practice. Leo,
he's just by the pool. Like, does he not show up?
You can figure that one out. Yeah. Coaches are watching a lot of game film and preparing, and I don't know what that. I'm not sure how he does it.
Wait a minute. Leo takes his...
Come on, man. Don't make me throw my guy Leo under the bus.
I know. In 2018, you can take your iPad to the beach and you can watch video. You can do this. Come on.
I'm sure he's doing that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Leo, I'm here for you.
And I know... I know you went to, I famously read that you went to see the Stones in England this summer. They haven't played North American ages, so you're a massive live music fan. We are too. Give us a bucket list performer that you have not that you're anywhere close to the bucket, but give us a guy or a band that you have not seen yet, and you're like, it just hasn't worked out, and you're dying to see them. Who would that act be?
Oh, man, I've been to a lot of them. I usually get out and see just about everybody. Who am I dying to see right now? How about Drake? I've never seen him live yet.
Well, you're going to see him a lot. I got good and bad news.
I haven't seen him live. I haven't seen him perform. I see him. I shake his hand. I talk to him all the time, but I've never seen him yet, and I'm dying to see him live because I hear it's awesome.
We're hoping he doesn't lead your team in technicals this year. I got to say, that's important to keep that under wraps. I think you can't afford some late free throws, you know?
All right, Nick Nurse, we wish you the best of luck.
I would be okay with Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, you would be okay with him having the most technicals. Is that it? Then it saves everybody else.
More than me. That'd be okay if he had more than me. That's one thing.
Yeah, you need to be there for the final buzzer more than he does. We're going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Best of luck. We thank you so much for joining us. Hope to have you on several more times this season.
Okay, thanks, guys.